This episode was co-produced by Startup Days, the Swiss networking and business event for startups, investors, enablers, and corporates. Check out startupdays.ch to learn more about this year's edition taking place in Bern on May 30th. Again, that's startupdays.ch.
You need more money. You need money to invest in scale-ups. That's one part that is very important. I think we have a lot of initiative in the early stage, but when it comes to internationalization of the company or a scale up, then I think we have a problem.
Welcome to the Swisspreneur Show, a podcast about startup stories and learnings from experienced entrepreneurs. If you enjoy listening to our show, make sure to follow the podcast and leave a rating. And now, here's your host, Sylvain.
Pascal, Roger, a very well welcome to the Swisspreneur podcast. It's a pleasure to have you both here in the virtual recording studio today.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you.
Pascal, you are the director at the well-known Gebert Rüff Stiftung. You, Roger, you are the non-executive vice president at Swisscom and a former member of the group executive board. Today, I want to talk about a very important topic with you, unlocking Switzerland. Before we do so, I want to briefly pave the way to that discussion, and I want to start with you, Pascal. You've been the director at Gebert Rüff Stiftung since 2017 and the deputy director already since 1999. So you've seen Switzerland and also all the changes that we went through. So how has the field of innovation changed in Switzerland?
So I would say in a short answer, more acceptance, more support, more visibility. We have always been super strong in science and innovation, but not in execution. And over the last 25 years, the ecosystem has evolved incredibly. While the world business was quite a strange word in the world of science at the end of the 90s, today entrepreneurship is an important part at every university.
Luckily, I think that's a very good change that we see here and that you just described. You also launched a new initiative, the KIC Fund, which invests in seed and pre-seed stage companies. What sort of prompted this idea to have this fund available at this very early stage of a company foundation?
So we do not just invest in companies. We invest in a well-curated and diversified pipeline of the projects that we support at VentureKIC. And this, I would say, for three reasons. The first is this is a unique combination of funding and investment with the KIC Foundation and the KIC Fund. So we never wanted to do more of the same, just another fund. The second, it's an acceleration of funding and innovation process. We offer a fast track from idea to Series A. And the third is the funding cycle. So this very lean and legally independent KIC Fund invest systematically in the finalists of VentureKIC and can get part of the returns to generate the pipeline. And this produces a funding cycle that we have never seen before. So in short, it's innovation, acceleration, and sustainability.
I love that last part, that you then basically ideally have a self-funding mechanism in the long run.
Yeah, a sustainable funding cycle, exactly. That was kind of the key part why we did that.
Fantastic. And Roger, you on the other hand, you have seen a lot in your career. What are some of the synergies that we currently have in Switzerland between startups and corporates? And how does this also drive innovation on its very own?
Yeah, I think collaboration between startups and corporates is one of the key elements for the startup in the early stage. And I think to have a partner for POCs, to validate your product, your service. I think that's very important. And on the other hand, for companies or corporates, it's very important that they have new ideas to differentiate their product, their service, to be successful for the future. So I think it's a synergy between startups with new products, new services, new technologies on one hand. And on the other hand, you have corporates. They are looking for new features, for new innovations to foster their product portfolio. So I think that's one point. And I see also a problem in this area, because I think in the last 10 years, we have a development, a strong development in the Swiss innovation ecosystem. But the culture in many companies is not to be open for innovation from startups. I think we have a lot of companies, they do so. There are great examples, but I think there is some potential to change the culture that you can collaborate with startups. And on the other hand, it's also a problem for startups to have contact, to have a matching platform with customers or companies. They can work with them together to improve their product and services.
I see, and that also goes a bit into what Pascal said at the beginning, right? That we have great technology, great innovation, but at the same time, we lack a bit on this commercialization of our innovations. So how can we get better at this? Is it just bringing startups and corporates together, or what do we need to do to get better at this?
So maybe from my perspective, I think there is maybe different element we have to change or to create an environment that it will be happening in the future. I think there is also, I think you need more money. You need money to invest in scale-ups. That's one part that is very important. I think we have a lot of initiative in the early stage. But when it comes to an internationalization of the company or a scale up, then I think we have a problem. So I think we have to unlock the capital of pension funds for later stage, for monetization, commercialization of products and services. So that's maybe one point that is very important for me for the future success of Switzerland.
Anything that you want to add here, Pascal?
I think unlock capital is very important and strengthen collaboration and within the initiatives that we already have.
But maybe to add on, I think we have a really great innovation system in Switzerland, maybe one of the best in the world. And we called us as an innovation world champion, but I think we invest around over 20 billion Swiss francs in the innovation ecosystem of Switzerland, and for the commercialization and monetization, only around less than 3 billion. So I think there is also a lack, you know, that we can monetize our innovation to startups, to scale-ups, and then to create value for Switzerland, create jobs, create new services and new jobs in Switzerland.
And that sounds like it's a big shame, because we plant the seeds, we have the innovation coming out, but we sort of fail to then get the benefits out of that, or lack to fully get all the benefits that are out there. So let's talk about this unlocking Switzerland. The ecosystem has developed over the last years, Pascal, and more support programs emerged out of that development. Why is it still important that we have private and public sector support initiatives? How do they contribute to our ecosystem by being both there, private and public initiatives?
I would say a good harvest always depends on the seed. So in order to have successful startups, we need a broad and well-curated pipeline. Private partners like Geber-Drüff-Stiftung can kick off new initiatives, as we did in the last years with, for example, First Ventures, InnoBooster, TalentKick. The government can scale initiatives like InnoSwiss did with the startup training and also the Bridge program. And the local partners can create kind of a breeding ground, like at every single university or a cantonal level. And all these three together create a good ecosystem for the startups.
And if you look at all the initiatives that we have out there, you know, Switzerland is a small country already. Is it a fair assessment that we often have many small initiatives doing the same or at least a similar thing in Switzerland instead of having a large initiative tackling the same goal on a national level?
Yes, definitely. More is not always better. Today, we have several startup initiatives and supporters, but many work in silos and quite some do just the same. There is not enough collaboration. We need to work closer, and even more important, we have to launch joint initiatives or even merge initiatives. We just waste resources because the sum for the funding for every single initiative is not in relation to the impact. And also for the startups, it's kind of a waste of time if they have to go to every single initiative to get a little bit of support. We should be forced to be more competitive and bundle our strengths, because our startups, they need the best support in order to be competitive, not only in Switzerland, but globally.
Maybe there is another topic to add on. I think it's also the geographic situation in Switzerland. We have a German part, we have a French part, an Italian part, and every region has their own programs, you know, with the same goal. So I think put these initiatives together would be more create more impact than one separate initiative in the east and one in the west. So I think that's also a problem of our structure, the federalism that we live in Switzerland. So that's sometimes an advantage, sometimes it's a disadvantage.
Would the solution then be to just have a nationwide initiative and do everything in English, for example?
Yes.
Yeah, it depends a little bit. Sometimes you need kind of this breeding ground at the single canton university, but then you have to start on the next level. Like if you go to school, I mean, you do not go to the same kindergarten from 6 to 30. So you start to go from one level to the next, and not every canton and city has an ETH. So, I mean, you just have to think about what makes sense.
So, Roger, over to you. We also see there's a new initiative coming, Deep Tech Nation Switzerland. What role will that new initiative play in the whole ecosystem? Do we need yet another initiative?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think, as Pascal mentioned, we have a lot of initiatives in Switzerland. But I think when you have an overview worldwide, what's going on, then the dynamic in this sector is quite big. And I think we have to act in Switzerland because we are right now behind. We talked about this commercialization and the invest which we do in innovation. And on the other hand, when you have a look on other countries, then we are far behind when it goes on the topic on investments. So the gap between the 12 best nations in the world is around $8 billion. So we should $8 billion more invest yearly that we are on the benchmark internationally. So that's quite a number. And so the initiative of Deep Tech Nation Switzerland has the goal that we unlock capital, 50 billion Swiss francs in the next 10 years, that is investing in the Swiss innovation ecosystem, especially for scale-ups in this sector. So that's the reason why we set up this initiative, Deep Tech Nation Switzerland.
That sounds that with this ambitious goal, you're pretty much swimming against the tide of the, you know, stay small, stay local initiatives in Switzerland. Is this a bit an un-Swiss ambition that you have with these 50 billion invested.
Yeah, that's correct, and I think it's a good expression, you know, swimming against the tide. I think it's really important that we do this initiative, because as we talked about this, all this initiative, this small initiatives in different areas in Switzerland, I think it needs an initiative that is going forward and that have a long-term goals. And I think we have to be fit in 10 years. And when we want to be fit in 10 years, then we have to act now. And I think we have to create the conditions for a future success in for Switzerland. When we don't do that, then I think in 10 years, we are not competitive anymore. But we invest a lot of money in innovation, and the innovation is commercialized in Asia and in the US.
Yeah. So I really hear you. The future is now. We need to act. Pascal, what if we don't act? You know, we always read that Switzerland is number one or like very high ranking in the innovation index, etc. But this lack of investment into the commercialization is really what drives your initiatives here. What happens if we don't act? What is sort of the risk that we face if we keep pushing out great innovations, but we as a nation fail to commercialize them?
Well, it is then the question, who is then still ready to kick off the pipeline? You know, I mean, many are supporting the early stage pipeline. This is one question. And the other question, how attractive is it then still for talent to come to Switzerland? Because this is one of our key strengths, that we attract so many talents at our universities. And I think we can lose on different levels.
So it is really important that we act now, and we are aware that actions are needed. As you said, the future is now, basically. And Roger, to make this ambitious goals, to achieve these ambitious goals, how do you plan to do that with Deep Tech Nation Switzerland? What are sort of your activities in that foundation?
So right now we have defined four areas where we want to be active. So one area is called Venture Hub. So when you want to unlock capital from pension funds and strategic investors, then I think you must have an attractive environment for investors. So we have to build an Venture Hub. And I think an example could be Luxembourg. I think they have a great industry of venture capital companies, legal firms. There are many thousand jobs there. That's one hand. And on the other hand, we want really to create conditions for pension funds that they can invest in a attractive asset class from scale up. So that's one stream that is very important, to create conditions that you have an attractive environment to invest money in Switzerland in a asset class that is really attractive. And the second one is, when you have money to invest, then you need targets. So we need more scale ups, you know. And I think that's also the point of Pascal. You know, you have the venture kick process, and at the end, then we need money to invest. We need lead investors and investors they follow, and that then the companies stay in Switzerland and they act from Switzerland for commercialization and for scale in the world. So I think that's very important that we have a unicorn factory, so that we produce more unicorn that stays in Switzerland and create here jobs and create also value. And the third and the fourth stream is information, transparent information for investors and all the partners of the innovation ecosystem. And on the other hand, also a promotion that worldwide is clear that we stand not only for chocolate cheese and Swiss Army knives, and also for deep tech nation. We have the ambition to be the deep tech nation Switzerland for the world. So I think that's the four streams where we are active right now.
Amazing. And I would love to see my money being invested into the scale-ups that we see here in Switzerland. These are amazing companies. Pascal, we heard before, the new initiative that you launched. So how does the KIK Foundation actually collaborate with the Deep Tech Nation Switzerland Foundation?
So I would say this is kind of a perfect partnership. We are well coordinated along the innovation chain. The KIK Foundation is more early stage in the support programs and also with the KIK Fund in the investment. But the Deep Tech Nation is just following up and we are well coordinated in these initiatives. So it's one after the other. And we also collaborate on joint issues, such as Roger mentioned, the visibility and publicity of entrepreneurs and Switzerland as a Deep Tech Nation.
Amazing. It sounds like the perfect match also from an entrepreneur's perspective. First, go through the KIK programs, basically, and then go to Deep Tech Nation Switzerland. So I wonder, Roger, to make all of this happen, you obviously also need some money, right? So you also need some funding to make sure that you can get these initiatives off the ground. So how is Deep Tech Nation Switzerland funded?
So when we discussed this initiative or this foundation, that was the key question, how to finance activities like this. And our CEO, Christoph Eschlimann, he said, you know, we have to go forward as an example for other partners. And we said, okay, we step in with 1 million and we are looking for 15 to 20 partners. They are able to pay 1 million Swiss francs in this foundation that we can finance these four streams. And that was the intention, you know. Right now we are on the fundraising tour like a startup. And we have five partners right now on board, and we are in discussion with a lot of partners. They are interested, but fundraising is a hard task. And right now we are on track, and we will announce the foundation officially at the Swiss Economic Forum, where we can provide also the details about the programs, the partners, and so on. So that's the financing task.
Fantastic. So corporates are part of the financing. What other roles do corporates play in terms of collaborating and maybe also being involved in the foundation itself?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, we have a lot of partners from the ecosystem right now to discuss the task, this four task. And there is in-kind services from companies, or they can help us for define the programs. You know, you can't sit in a room and define a program like this. You have to involve companies or managers, investors, startups, entrepreneurs. So I think that's right now where they can contribute to this program.
Fantastic. And Pascal, on the other hand, we also have the government, especially politics in there. How do they get involved, or what role does the government and politics play in the whole schema?
An important role. We need good framework conditions for the startups, but also for the investors. And not as it is sometimes wrongly argued that we do want to have special treatment. We just want to have equal treatment, because the topics of startups and venture capital is still relatively new and simply not yet well regulated, or better said, we need more support, and that's the point. For example, there is an export risk insurance to secure and create jobs in Switzerland and promote export by Swiss companies. But there is no investment risk insurance that could increase investments from institutional investors in Switzerland and generate jobs and economical prosperity. In general, the topic of science, innovation and startup has, compared to its economic importance for Switzerland, a very meager lobby in politics. We definitely need many more politicians to stand up for these important issues.
Is that also something that you tackle, Roger, with the Deep Tech Nation Switzerland?
Yes, we are right now also in deep in this topic involved. So we have also discussion with national parliamentario about this topic, because I think when you want to have an environment which is attractive for investors, then I think it's a public-private partnership to create this, you know. And I think, as Pascal mentioned, it's very important that you have the right people on board, because you have to discuss it on a government side, on a law side, and on the other hand, you have to have the expertise from the investors, from the people they want to create an environment which is attractive to invest. So we are right now in intensive talks about this problem and what's going on right now. Is also in the parliament motion right now in discussion about invest money from the government, and on the other hand there is a discussion about should the government invest money into this in an innovation fund. And I think to have a common sense on this topics and on this problems, I think you have to talk the talk. And that's right now what's going on our side.
So I see there's quite some homework to do also on a political level. And now we got a good overview about what the goals are, what the activities are. And I'm just wondering, Pascal, we heard before, we discussed about the size of Switzerland being quite small on its own already. Would then a logical next step be a European-wide deep tech initiative to really be able to compete with Asia or the United States?
I would say more no. I think it's important that we join forces in our activities abroad, but we have chosen this deep tech because it's a strength of Switzerland. This is our USP, and it is quite a strong USP, as this is science and innovation, and it's based on top research. And we have top universities, and we attract the best talents from all over the world. So we should definitely keep this focus, but have well-created global programs and partnership for our growth startups. So, I mean, we said from the beginning, we are not Startup Nation. We are not any kind of startup innovation place. We are the deep tech place. So this is a focus that we should keep kind for us and attract every talent. But then make sure that if the startups grow, that we have the right partners abroad, and not create programs abroad for every single startup or industry.
Got it. So while we might not see a European initiative, we will sure have ties to Europe and to other initiatives. So I wonder, in the future, how do you hope that your initiatives shape the future of Switzerland? Maybe let's start with you, Roger, from the Deep Tech Nation Switzerland's perspective.
I think right now we have, in Switzerland, we have living conditions there. They are really high, and I think we have a wealth that is in the world extra class. And I think it must be the goal that we are competitive also in the future, in maybe mid and long term, that we have also these conditions to live, to have jobs, to be competitive in the world. And I think that's the ambition. That's the ambition of us, to have a strong innovation ecosystem, to create jobs, to have also the value in Switzerland, that we have this wealth or this welfare right now also in the future. So that's our ambition. That's our goal. And that's also the task they should bring impact to this and contribute this to this goal.
And What is your future ambition, Pascal, with both the Gebert Ruf but also the KIK Foundation?
I would say we have one key topic that our prosperity is based on innovation. It always has been and it always will be. So we should keep this focus. And like a startup, we have the right product, strategy and team. Now we just need to execute. And that's why I'm convinced that the KIK Foundation, the KIK Fund and the Deep Tech Nation Switzerland can help significantly to unlock Switzerland.
Amazing. And to wrap up the conversation today, I also have some rapid fire questions for you. I'm going to ask you both the same questions because I'm just curious to see if there are any different answers. Let me start with the first one for you, Roger. Startup or corporate, which is the key to innovation?
Startup.
For you, Pascal?
Startup.
Same. Perfect. Who is your tech hero or tech inspiration, Roger?
Still Elon Musk.
Pascal?
I would say two things. First, deep curiosity, or if you want to have a person, a radical innovator, Marie Curie.
Oh, nice one. Yeah. And Roger, what is the biggest myth about deep tech?
We can save the world.
Oh, nice. Pascal?
I would say most ventures fail.
Yeah. And one word to describe the future of Switzerland's tech ecosystem. I know you're both really good at this. So, Roger, what is your one word to describe it?
World class.
Pascal?
I would say bright.
Fantastic. Thank you both so much for coming on the show and for also giving us this wake-up call to say, hey, we're good at innovating, but now we need to step up our game at the commercialization and to work hard on this. Thank you both for all your very important and valuable contributions and for being our guest today. All the best.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, you can support us by rating our show on Apple Podcasts. This way, we can reach an ever-growing number of aspiring entrepreneurs.